Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The number of reports to Ottawa's Fraud and Waste Hotline has more than doubled over the last year, according to the Auditor General. Ottawa's Auditor General, Natalie Gaudion, presented the 2021 report on the Fraud and Waste Hotline to councillors on Tuesday. The Fraud and Waste Hotline is a service which allows residents and city employees to report inappropriate activity and policy breaches by city staff. Gaudion indicated that the number of fraud and waste reports processed by the city had increased from 204 in 2020 to 575 in 2021, an increase of 182% over 1 year. 302 of the total reports were closed by the city, and only 121 of those were investigated by the AG's office. 274 cases have yet to be investigated. Gaudion says it's unclear whether the increase has anything to do with COVID-19.
I'd be speculating if I really stated anything. My assumption is that the pandemic likely is having an impact, but in order to determine a trend or a pattern of some sort, we usually need a good 3 years to determine that. So I think the bigger question would be if we saw a decline after the pandemic, we'd likely be able to conclude.
Gaudion told city councillors that the nature of the allegations had changed from previous years. Reports included cases of falsifying vaccine status and failing to comply with mask mandates. In one case, the report said that an employee was terminated for submitting falsified vaccination documents. In other cases, city employees breached masking policies while operating city-owned vehicles. One city employee visited restaurants and shopping facilities while working from home for medical reasons. Additionally, 13 other city staff were placed on suspension and 3 more resigned in relation to the investigations. City Manager Steve Kenalakos told councillors that all city employees in authority roles have been trained on COVID-19 policies.
Yes, we have a work-from-home policy that was adjusted to reflect people working from home, and we've had training for our supervisors and our managers in terms of monitoring it to ensure that people are actually working from home. There's always going to be a few that slip through and might try to take advantage of it, but that has not been our experience overall based on the 3,000 to 4,000 people who are working at home during the pandemic.
A quarter of the 121 reports that were investigated were found to be substantiated. Nearly 50% didn't constitute fraud or waste, and another quarter were inaccurate. Gaudion says the number of unsubstantiated reports was due in part to a misunderstanding of city policies.
We have many cases that are more of just general complaints in nature that aren't necessarily appropriate to the city's fraud and waste policy. So if your garbage didn't get picked up, you know, there's a 311 number to call, and there's other avenues to be able to lodge those types of complaints. And that's part of why we are looking forward to doing an awareness campaign this year, which is to try and inform employees and the public of the various means that they can report different types of issues and what is meant to come through the fraud and waste hotline. And then there are instances where something may arrive, but at the end of the day, it is something that is permitted. Sometimes the member of the public that's seeing something, they may only understand part of the situation that's ongoing. If somebody's taking their vehicle home, that might be a permission that's been provided, for example. I think part of it's an education thing, is to informing individuals what's appropriate and what's not.
Reports to the Fraud and Waste Hotline are anonymous, but the report indicates that 2/3 of calls were made by city staff. The remaining 33% were from members of the public. Gaudion says the 274 reports which have yet to be investigated are similar in nature and will therefore be investigated as a whole. She added that due to the anonymity of the reports, she can't disclose any more information about the ongoing investigation until it has been concluded. To find out more about the Fraud and Waste Hotline and when to make a report, visit the Auditor General's webpage at ottawa.ca. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.